Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you DJ ESG.
What's up, guys? DJ ESG, Honest Wedding Advice, season number 8. And today I'm talking about using cover songs in your wedding. What do I mean by that? Well, songs that are rewritten or redone by other people, not the originals, not the songwriters, not the people that made them famous on the Billboard charts or on the radio. Cover songs. And honest to God, some cover songs are better than the originals. I'm not even going to lie. There's some shit out there nowadays that is so much better than the original song. And I hate saying that because these artists made these songs huge. But when you take older songs and redo it with better instrumentation and better equipment in the studio and, you know, rearrangements and stuff like that, sometimes it sounds a lot better. I mean, Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis is a traditional fucking hit. You know how many people redid that? And some of them, especially from the movie Crazy Rich Asians, I forget what her name is, but it was amazing. Like, the fucking song is just great. And it sounds so much better than Elvis's, even though Elvis's is a classic song. How do you come off that Elvis's song is not as good as the one from Crazy Rich Asians? Well, I'm sorry to tell you this, but in my mind, it's not. But you can do this. You can choose meaningful songs that are, you know, classics that are redone. You know how many shows are out there now? American Idol, The Voice, The Masked Singer, where people take old songs and redo them. You're like, yo, that shit sounded better than the original. Like Ian Tungey, the guy on American Idol, took a Lionel Richie track and sort of Hawaiian'd it up a little bit, and it sounded so much cooler than the original track. And somebody I know played it at their wedding. I mean, the copy was really like only a minute and a half, so I had to like loop it and come back into it. It was live. I had to process it a little bit and make it sound a little bit better because he never actually recorded it. But dude, it sounded so good. I think it was Stuck on You. You know, you can choose a meaningful song. You can consider the mood and just pick something with a little more pizzazz, because when people do covers, it's not always the same arrangement, you know? Find the right performer. Find the right person that did the cover. Some covers have so many choices. They're all over the place. You know what I mean? Just communicate that with me or your DJ so we know what's going on and what you guys want to do, you know, and you can create memorable moments from this. You can take a cover song that somebody else did, whether it be a band, a DJ, a performer, or something that took an older song, added drums into it, added percussion into it, added guitar, added sax, and just boom. Like, there's a group out there in Australia called the Hindley Street Country Club. I love them. I think they're fantastic, and they're this huge outfit. There's also a group on the other side of the tracks called the Hermes House Band, and they are incredible as well, and DJ Otzi is part of that group, and it is so cool to listen to them redo songs. Like Sweet Caroline, Country Roads, they've taken them, and they've made them so much more pop energy, and to play something like that at the end of a wedding is so much better than playing the slow song where you're kicking back and forth. You can actually get into it, and the other kids, it's exciting to them. So don't sleep on covers. Don't sleep on songs that make sense. You know, obviously you have to make sense that they're available and licensing and all that jazz, so talk to your DJ or your band. But telling you this right now, you can have a great, great, great set list by using some originals and some cover songs, or some remakes or some revamps of songs when people went and remastered them, or some remasters of songs that people have taken from older songs and redone them. Because after a while, it just sounds better when you can get out some of the noise and, you know, bring in that boom, that really cool instrumentation, and using today's tools to your advantage. So I'm telling you, it's great advice. Peace, love, and God above. I'm DJ ESG. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Yeah.
I better